Hey, welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. And what? No. More serious stuff. We're going to have some fun now. This is Parker Reed and Jeff Pitts. We're talking about stuff to do in the metro this weekend into next week. Lots of gibberish, lots of fun. Just, hey, it's Friday, so relax with us a little bit and enjoy, will you?
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com, and the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses, IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Hey, it is Friday, so what do? Well, we reach out to the guys at CityView, and with us is Jeff Pitts, as he is every week, talking about stuff to do tonight all the way into next week. And guess who's back, ladies and gentlemen?
The man, the myth.
I know, the man, the myth, the legend,
Parker Reed.
Parker Reed.
Thanks for having me back.
Well, yeah, man, we missed you.
I missed you too. Last week, I just was so congested that I didn't want to come in.
You were congested?
Yeah.
Oh.
I had a small head cold or something.
I see.
So I didn't want to lessen the show.
I understand. I get it, man.
What did he miss?
What did he miss? Mm-hmm. Well, he missed a lot of questions about these musical acts that you brought in, and you knew nothing about them.
Ask him if he knows. About
Tiny Tim.
Yeah.
Hey, you know about Tiny Tim?
I do not.
No. But you do now.
I know all about Tiny Tim.
There you go. So we had this conversation last week about Tiny Tim.
Put him on Des Moines' Most Famous.
Okay.
Yeah. And so.
Michael Libby ran into him at a party once in Windsor Heights.
No, in Clive.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Did you?
And we even had music. You should listen to that podcast. We had Tiny Tim's Tiptoe Through the Tulips music in last week's podcast.
That sounds... I've been missing out.
Gee?
I should have came and just listened.
Yeah.
The first music trivia tidbit that Parker Reed didn't know, in my presence anyway.
Well,
been lacking.
There might be more.
Twinkle Through the Tulips. You didn't know that one.
Tiptoe.
Yeah.
All right. So that was last week. What do we got going on this week?
Good question.
All right.
Good question, as always.
Here we go. All right. Iowa Wild tonight.
Hey, hockey.
Back in town.
Friday night.
Minor league hockey, one step away from the NHL. They're playing the Milwaukee Admirals.
I know the Milwaukee Admirals.
You
they
do.
Got a really weird mascot thing going on. Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah.
Is it an admiral?
Yeah, it's an admiral, but he's kind of cockeyed. You know,
is that new what is that new mascot for the Philadelphia Flyers? Is that what they're called?
Hockey team?
Have you guys seen that new mascot where it's just the crazy, looks like a Muppet, but if a Muppet did some illegal substances?
Yeah, right.
I think it's Philadelphia. I apologize if I'm getting this wrong, but in the local election, that mascot was so infamous that it got wrote in for some position.
Really?
At least 10,000 times.
I missed it. Totally missed it.
Look at that.
Also missed it. I'm lacking on...
lacking on mascots, yeah.
Mascot.
Yep.
Some of us know about Tiny Tim. Some of us know about mascots. I mean, you know, that's just kind of the way it goes.
You know, it would be the other way around, I would think.
I know. See, here we go.
Usually Jeffy's got the mascot.
Switched at birth, ladies and gentlemen. All right. So we've got AHL tonight.
Yep.
Iowa Wild.
Milwaukee Admirals.
Go up against the Milwaukee Admirals. Got it.
Starting tonight, it's back. A highly caffeinated comedy.
Oh, yeah, those
Triple
guys.
Espresso at the Temple Theater.
They've been around for, like, ever.
Off and on. They have, pretty much.
Since forever. Charlie
since
Chaplin.
Since beginning of the Temple Theater, I think.
Yeah, anyway. Since Charlie Chaplin was in town.
Since Chaplin. When Chaplin comes.
Back in the 20s.
These events are cool. Have you guys been to these sort of stuff before? We talk about them, it seems like, every week.
Who? What?
Just these sort of... You know, these comedy shows.
Oh, yeah.
They can go out to, and each of them has like a small twist. And I think they're all sort of fun.
Yeah. So, yeah, these guys, Triple Espresso.
Triple Espresso. It's good. It's funny.
And how long?
Seventh engagement. This runs through January 13th.
Oh, they're here forever.
Yeah.
They live here now. They bought a house, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you get a shot of espresso?
Do you get a shot of espresso?
I think they have a coffee place there. But I don't think it comes with the ticket.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's at the Temple Theater. There's a Starbucks downtown, downstairs.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on.
Got it.
This opened yesterday, runs through the weekend, and this is our weekly guess. Your guess is as good as mine.
What?
Okay, runs through the weekend. This is called Nice Work If You Can Get It at the Performing Arts Hall at Drake University Theater Arts. But now we have to guess. What would your play be about if it was Nice Work If You Can Get It?
What would my play be about if the title was, or the genre, or the what?
Title.
Nice.
So if I give you the title, Nice Work If You Can Get It, now you have to tell me what
it would be?
Yeah.
Oh.
This is a comedy about
brain surgery.
This is a comedy about 20-somethings looking for work in the metro area.
Got it.
Is that true, or did you just make that up?
You told me to guess.
Okay.
Okay. So what is it?
I don't know. I didn't. This is a game. I mean, I thought about adding one of these in every week.
Could you need to give us a little a warning.
Nice work if you can get it. I'll say.
Porn star.
Monica. Oh, that's different.
Nice work if you can get it. Porn star. That works for me. I get it.
Porn star, the musical.
Yeah.
Or harmonica player.
Or harmonica. Yeah, well, could be similar.
You know anyone that makes a living playing the harmonica?
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yeah. There's a professional harmonica players, of course.
I don't know if... I don't believe it's his full-time profession, but I do know that someone that goes to the various clubs around Des Moines and plays harmonica
for
multiple
for other
times
bands
a week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Blues Traveler.
There you go.
They play the harmonica, right?
This is falling off the rails here. All right. So this is going on at Drake, right?
That's right.
Okay. All right.
So something called Nice Work If You Can Get It at the Performing Arts.
Is.
Look it up.
Yeah. Okay. And when is this?
This actually started Thursday.
Right.
This runs through Sunday.
Sunday. Yep. Okay.
Okay.
We have no idea what the heck it is,
nope.
But just go.
Some kind of theater.
Yeah.
There'll be one of these every week, folks.
Jeez.
Okay. Also this weekend, Des Moines.
I met a lady today. As
yeah.
a matter of fact, who knows you, Parker? Her name's Amanda. And
Andrea,
yeah. And she said, you know, I listened to that podcast you have with Parker Reed. I said, well, that's nice.
Parker Reed's show.
It's the Parker Reed show, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Thank you, listener.
Yeah, see? I mean, 1 degree of separation, I swear to
yep.
gosh. It's just incredible. So, yeah, so today I met a woman that you know because they went to a Foo Fighters concert or something. I don't know.
I did. This is my first confirmed fan, and I'm extremely excited. So,
there you go.
Thank you, Andrea.
So, there
well,
you
he
go.
Didn't say if she was positive or negative.
No, she said it was very positive. She really enjoyed Parker's alliteration.
Banter.
Yeah. So, congratulations.
Please hit the podcast with a 5-star review.
There you go.
If you...
And we'll put him on the road. Why not? Anyway, okay, so what else you got?
Des Moines Metro Opera. Blah, 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 blah. Des Moines Metro Opera offers spectators Glory Denied, performed at Camp Dodge, collaboration with the Army National Guard.
So they blow stuff up or what?
What do you think?
I don't know. I would hope so. We're playing them. Parker?
I'm not totally sure, but... As a youth, I went to Camp Dodge.
It's pretty impressive.
You know, for one of those kind of day excursions, and I really tore my knee up on a grate.
Did you? Oh, really?
I forget exactly, but they had like a little, you know, course, like a little
right.
training course.
Yeah, you're probably frogging through swamp water with barbed wire over your head.
Yeah, and I made a valiant leap, and I landed straight on my knee onto a metal grate.
Ouch.
And not fun.
Still have a scar?
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
It's with me always.
Yeah.
So what are we doing out there?
Well, see, in my mind, how this was going to go down, we were going to have so much fun on that first Your Guess Is Good As Mine that we were going to do another one.
I don't think so. Yeah. We ought to really test these out before we... You know,
then it loses the element of surprise.
Yeah, so the guy that doesn't know what a mummy is, you know, he comes up with these games all of a sudden. You know, and we're supposed to play and figure out what the heck he's talking about. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, ladies and gentlemen, and if you need proof, Jeff Pitts.
Well,
all right, you want to do this next one?
Yeah, here's something we don't need to guess on.
Good.
We got the Des Moines Buccaneers.
Oh, that's more hockey.
Tonight and Saturday night. Tonight and tomorrow night. They are playing the Sioux City Musketeers tonight and the Fargo Force tomorrow.
Who's the Fargo Force?
Buccaneers. You get a double dose of hockey.
That's right.
The Fargo Force.
Okay.
You don't want to mess around with the Force.
No.
All right, this weekend, Saturday, the Comic Book Icon. Do you guys ever collect comic books?
I didn't collect them, but I had a lot.
You'd read them.
Yeah, I would read them. But this is well before Stan Lee. You know, I was like Superman, Batman, you know, the traditional things, and then Stan Lee came along and with the Marvel deal and just really blew everybody's mind.
Yeah,
all that stuff. You know,
this is going on at the Valley Community Center in West Des Moines Saturday all day, starting at 10 a.m. There's going to be costumes, comic books, contests, pro wrestlers, puppets, gaming, and many other kinds of craziness.
Heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
The guy that runs
wrestlers are going to be.
He has a collection of 17,000 comics.
I know a guy that will probably go. Tim Lloyd. Do you know Tim Lloyd? You don't know Tim Lloyd. I know you don't. Tim Lloyd is his guy. He's a friend of mine. He is very, really sharp. But he collects the American Way comic books.
I didn't even know they had a comic book.
That's what it's called, The American Way. Just telling you. I don't get it because he gave me several.
Uh-huh.
You know, and they're all like in cellophane or something because he likes to keep them.
Nice.
And I open them up. I don't understand what the heck they're about.
You just break them out and read them.
I look at it. I was trying to figure it out, but I don't understand it. So, bring me Superman. Anyway. So, the Comic Book Festival.
That's right.
Okay.
Saturday, Valley Community Center. Should be fun.
Michael.
Yeah.
I've got three questions for you.
All right. There we go.
Rubs his forehead.
A new game.
Yeah. I have three questions for you.
All right.
You still got it?
I do.
Are you interested in playing professional indoor football?
No.
Do you have what it takes to be an Iowa Barnstormer?
I have what it takes to be an Iowa Barnstormer cheerleader.
This Saturday, Iowa Barnstormers are hosting their annual open tryout.
Ooh.
Open tryouts for the Iowa Barnstormers.
Last time I tried out for football, it was not a pretty sight.
No?
No. No.
Do tell.
No. It's embarrassing. What do you mean you didn't scout me? I'm just going to walk on, man. I hit somebody's belt buckle, you know.
Parker Reed, what's your 40 time right now?
6.
Ooh.
What about you, Michael?
Ooh, 24.
We'll do it. We'll do it right after, and we'll post it on the Twitter.
There you go. 3 days later.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
This really devolves.
I wonder if I'll ever run another 40 in my life. Just a 40.
Oh, yeah, you will.
You're about to do it in 15 minutes, so.
You better get practicing. Don't let those hamstrings get in the way.
Yeah, combine workouts, skill drills, one-on-one, and four-on-four competitions will be held under the direction of head coach Dixie Wooten. Tryout positions include quarterback, wide receiver, defensive back, running back, linebacker, anything.
Wow, everything.
Basically everything.
Yeah.
Not kicker.
Not special teams.
All right, got it.
So that's there will also be, in coordination with the event, the Barnstormers will also post a pick-your-seat event and a garage sale
at
Wells Fargo Arena.
That's what you're all about.
When do the cheerleaders try out?
It doesn't say here. I know it's coming up. It may be the same day. I'm not sure.
That'd be nice. I'd like to go to that.
We'll report it.
All right.
We will.
What do you got? What else?
What else, Parker?
Opening weekend for the Brenton Skating Plaza.
There you go.
A season classic.
It is a season classic, yeah.
Yeah,
you get that great view of basically everything in Des Moines. Yeah. Down at the skating plaza, and you know, it's ice now, it's not concrete where
right.
people stand for shows. So, what is this? Glides through November, it'll go through March. If you're an adult, it'll be $8.50.
Oh, you have to pay to get in there?
You do have to pay to get in there.
I thought with naming rights like Brenton Bank or something, they'd say, come on in.
BYOS. Not for real. Skate
Bring
rentals.
Your own skates?
Skate rentals are $4.75.
Got it. So you can drop a cool $12 or $13.
A chill.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Drake basketball.
Okay, yeah. He says, I'm done with skating.
That's enough of that. Moving on. Division One men's basketball in Des Moines. Drake University at the Knapp Center. They take on the Ramblin' Wreck at Texas State. Missouri Valley Conference.
Got
basketball.
It.
Should be good. I look for a win from the Bulldogs.
Me too.
Not a tie.
Not a tie.
I'm betting against it. Can you tie in basketball?
I don't
think you can.
Okay.
I think they just keep playing.
All right. I'm going to interject here.
Yeah. Please.
So Jeff here asked me to round up a couple of events in the musical realm.
Thank you.
So I thought this one would be pretty fun. Iowa's producers Battle of the Beats.
Like
what's
the headphones?
That?
Battle of the Beats on Saturday. It's time to shine the spotlight on the dope producers around Iowa. These are their words. These are their words, not mine.
Dope producers.
The ones behind the keys, MPCs, and 808s. If you don't know who's the hottest producers around Iowa, you will officially find out. 16 producers will be competing for bragging rights and the number one spot. Four categories of trap beats, R&B flavor, East Coast, and sample beats. Winner wins up to $500.
This is at
Lefty's Live Music on Saturday.
I like it. I like it.
Is dope an adjective or a noun in that?
Changes.
That's fun. You know, everyone hears a Battle of the Bands. But
right, this is Battle of the Beats.
Beats, yeah. So a bunch of DJs going up, showing their stuff.
I like it. Sign me up.
You entering?
No.
Okay.
Are you?
Shit.
Are
you? but you have to have equipment, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to have the stuff.
Yeah, you'll bring your own stuff.
Yeah. So, if you don't know what we're talking about, go to bnhphoto.com and check out the great stuff that they have for professional
mixing.
Beaters.
It's the beat.
Okay. All right.
Cool.
See you there.
See you there. All right, next week, Unity Point's Festival of Trees and Lights. The festival is a 5-day public event raising funds for Blank Children's Hospital. The event features decorated trees, entertainment activities, food shopping, and more.
And more. Is it Christmas yet?
This is at the Veterans Memorial Community Choice Credit Union Convention Center. It's pretty much it's that time of year where
the
stuff's going to come out.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel on that? Is it you like the early decor?
I would much rather see us decorating and everything for Christmas for the holidays immediately after the 4th of July so that we could, so that we could do a 6-month ho-ho, and then just roll in. I think it'd be great. And then leave those decorations up until Valentine's Day.
It was bothering me when it was creeping into October.
Yeah.
I'm working retail right now, so we were getting those Christmas cards in early to mid-October. Right. I'm saying, I'm looking for the pumpkins, I'm looking for Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown. Not
there.
Not Rudolph or whatever. Yeah.
But now.
All the way.
The 6 months of
Christmas. Once Halloween's over.
It just runs it into the ground.
Yeah.
That's my thing, I think the holiday is wonderful. It's magical. It's pretty. But, when you do it for 8 to 9 to 10 weeks, come on, get back.
Yeah.
But it's all about dollars.
Yeah. I like the music. I listen to the music pretty much full time once it
starts.
You're
a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
And I think the themes of Christmas and Thanksgiving are increasingly becoming interchangeable.
Yeah. Are you guys going to go shopping at stores on Thanksgiving, or are you guys going to boycott those stores that are open?
I go with one friend of mine.
Do you?
We don't buy a whole lot, but for some reason in high school we just started doing it, so we do it every
time now.
I've never been Black Friday shopping. I just don't like crowds.
Yeah, I've never been.
I went on accident once. I just went to the hardware. I went to Menards just to, get stuff. And all of a sudden it was like, whoa.
Well, our oldest daughter gets up like at 3 o'clock in the morning and prepares on Black Friday. Yeah, and just kills it.
Really?
Yeah, And, gets like TVs for free.
Yeah.
Or whatever, It's just.
And now 4K TVs.
Yeah, exactly. What are you doing? Holly, what are you doing? Oh, wow. Yeah.
I will not be boycotting. I will not be shopping.
I'll be home.
I'll be eating leftovers. Yeah. Yep. All right. Let's see. What else? What's this next one for?
This is another. What was the category called? Your guess is as good as. No, I'm kidding. This is. This is It's a Wonderful Life radio play at the Come and Go Theater at the Des Moines Social Club.
Ooh, that would be fun.
Yeah. So if anyone doesn't know, It's a Wonderful Life, very storied, very classic tale, Christmas tale.
You've never seen it, have you?
I've seen. Who do you think I am?
It's a Wonderful Life.
I've never seen it.
What?
I've never seen it. I've seen that one thing.
I'm taking the mic. Yeah, this is an unprecedented move.
This cannot be.
We're flipping the question around. Have you not seen it?
I've never seen it. I've never seen it. No. I've just never seen it. Never taken the time. When I was a kid, it didn't really look appealing because it was in black and white. You know,
Jimmy Stewart, Donna Reed.
And then when I got older, I've just never taken the time.
Do you like the general feeling of, you know, Christmas?
Do you like the general feeling of Christmas or no?
I do, but
what are you telling us?
I mean, are you guys in love with the movie? Or did you just watch that obligation one time and just check it off the list?
No, I mean...
Well, my bride makes me sit down and watch it every year.
Every year?
Every year. It hasn't changed,
by the way. How many times you've seen it?
Oh, I don't know. Thousands.
I prefer Christmas Story, but...
Never saw it.
Shoot Your Eye Out. What?
I've seen a solid portion of it, you know, like off and on. Like I've seen this all out of order. You know how you see it like 15 minutes at a time.
What do you do on Christmas?
Yeah, what do you do?
We don't watch TV. We never did. We just didn't. It just wasn't our thing. My mom. No, it's not happening.
Okay.
That's probably good for you.
And we didn't have cable. Maybe that's why.
Okay. Well, they have these. Back in the day, they had them on DVD.
No, when I was a kid.
Oh, VHS?
Audio drama?
Did you sit around the big radio and, you know? Eddie M! Ay, ay, ay. Have you seen The Grinch?
Which one? I think I've seen the... I've not seen the Jim Carrey one.
We got to give up. We're done.
I thought you were about to say I've seen the Jim Carrey one, but not the animated one.
Yeah, right.
There's a new one coming out.
I know.
Out now.
There is, yeah. Brand new Grinch.
Who's the star?
I don't know.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
See?
So he's the boy. All right. Anyway. Yeah.
Are we done?
Should be.
You got anything else, Parker?
Nope.
Nope.
You got anything?
Yofi says no. Feed me.
That's a wrap.
All right. Thank you, Yofi. All right, we've got to go. This was 22 minutes worth of just interesting stuff. This is not what we call great radio. This
Your
is
guess
exceptional.
Is as good as mine.
Whatever
that was. Tune in next week.
For all of us associated with Inside on Business at the News Hour, or admit they are, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Aaron Libby is in charge of sales and marketing. That just went out the window. Hunter Pease is the voice of the Business News Hour. James Goodlett arranged, produced, and directed the music that you're listening to right this moment, exclusively for us, for Parker Reed, and for Jeff Pitts, if they'll admit to being here today. My name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful, go out and do something. But most importantly, be good to your fellow man. Good day.